You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast episode 623.
Oh, hey there.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Oh, hello, Kevin.
Look who's back.
I found my way.
It's you. I remember you from a few weeks ago. Welcome back to our goofy little show.
Thanks for getting a couple of chickens to keep my seat warm for me.
I don't know if you heard the shows that the mayor joined us for in your absence, but just to bring you up to speed, we've completely reformatted, and now all we do is talk about the Croft Super Show. It'll be an adjustment for you.
An adjustment where I kick back and put my feet up on the desk and let you do all the talking.
I know what we're doing, actually. We're playing a game.
I like games.
We've been planning this for a while. This is going to be the new wave game. But first, I'm going to throw things right over to you, Cornflake, with the return of your signature segment. What is National Whatever Day?
As I was preparing for this segment, Kevin, I noticed a fun little coincidence going through the celebrity birthdays for this week. Dave Edmonds is turning 80 on April 15th.
That is frighteningly relevant to today's show. Yes, the name Dave Edmonds was already going to come up today on the Flopcast. Okay, 80 years old. Wow.
Yeah. It just kind of blows your mind, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those pub rock guys out of England. He was part of that scene, you know, pre-New Wave, the early days of Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe, Graham Parker, and Dave Edmonds. Those were really some of the big names in that scene.
Yeah, when I think of New Wave, I don't think of I Hear You Knocking, But You Can't Come In, but... Mm-hmm. He was a contemporary of that time.
Oh, yeah. He was in the mix. And the stuff that those guys were doing would eventually sort of feed into the new wave scene.
Those guys as in Rockpile?
Rockpile the band, sure. That was Dave Edmonds. Nick Lowe was involved. I mean, and they were all writing stuff and producing stuff for each other. It was just a big twisted pub rock slash new wave scene.
I want to get a hold of him and thank him for having a birthday that coincided perfectly with this particular Flopcast episode. Would that be weird?
That'd be very, very weird.
And therefore, I should do it.
We're about to freak out Dave Edmonds. But happy birthday, Dave. Yeah, this is the new wave game we're going to attempt to play. And based on a CD set that we're using as our template. So several years ago on the Flopcast, we did these movie games. We did the 80s movie game and the 90s movie game. The mayor joined us for the 70s movie game. And then we did the Weird Al game. And now same format, essentially, but this will be the new wave game, part one. But the game is simple. We're going to go through some new wave compilation CDs, compilation albums, and try to guess what each other's favorite songs are from each album. Simple enough.
Yeah. It required a lot of listening because it turned out I knew maybe half of these songs.
Yeah, well, we're working from a set of compilation albums that Rhino Records put out in the mid-90s. They did a 15-album set called Just Can't Get Enough New Wave Hits of the 80s. And I got them all as they came out. I went running out and snapped up all these CDs. They were great. These were terrific new wave compilations. And there's some hits. There's some songs that people definitely know. There's some songs that were only hits in England. There's some songs that were not really hits anywhere, but are just kind of have their place in the history of New Wave. So some of the stuff gets pretty obscure. So there's definitely songs that you're going to discover possibly for the first time going through these sets.
I know I sure did. And boy, was it a reminder that Rhino Records likes their wacky songs.
Rhino does beautiful work with all their various compilations and reissues and such. And New Wave can be awfully goofy. I mean, when it gets down to what is New Wave and like, how do you define it? And it was like coming out of punk rock and then that kind of yurged into New Wave.
Yurged is the perfect word.
That's one of my favorite words.
It totally yurged.
It really did. But, I mean, New Wave could almost be defined by what it wasn't, because it's very diverse. Like, all kinds of different styles kind of got lumped in as New Wave. And it was essentially like anything that you heard on the radio that didn't sound like Foreigner or Air Supply. You know, it was any kind of pop that sounded different from what was in the mainstream. So a lot of it got very goofy, very quirky. These bizarre little acts were popping up and doing very strange things, and it all got lumped as New Wave. So a lot of it was very synth pop or synthesizer heavy, of course, but not all of it.
Right.
A lot of it was very catchy, poppy sounding, but not all of it. Like, there's a thousand exceptions to everything. And I think Rhino did a magnificent job of really trying to capture how diverse and weird it all was with these sets. So, yeah, I've been listening to these records for, you know, 30 years now. and I thought if we're going to kind of go through some New Wave to kick around, there's a good way to do it is to just let Rhino do the work for us and curate these album lists for us. So I have the actual CDs here, but I sent you...
You sent me the lists, and I have them before me.
You tracked down the song list, and of course all these songs are available online, so you got to check everything out. And it's a 15 CD set, but we're not doing 15 albums tonight. We're just doing three. We're doing volumes 1, 2, and 3.
You just let everybody down.
Which is plenty.
You just let the air out of the room, Kevin. Everybody just got so disappointed we're not going over 15 CD compilations tonight.
Yeah, which would be 240 songs, I think, if I'm doing the math correctly. There's 16 songs on every album. So I figure three is plenty. And if we have fun, if people enjoy this, then we'll keep going. Not every week consecutively, but this would be probably a 5-part series, but, you know, scattered over every few weeks, we'll knock out another 3 albums if we feel like it.
If we are so moved.
We'll see how it goes. But the trick is, the game is, I'm going to try to figure out what your favorite song is, what my favorite song is on each one of these albums. And, keep score. I'll keep score, hopefully.
Oh, thank you.
If you get the exact correct favorite song, that's 3 points. We each selected 2 runner-up songs per album as well. If you hit a runner-up song, that's 1 point. That's how we'll score.
I like that. Shooting for 3-pointers, Kevin.
Hey, you got to go. You got to step back behind that 3-point line, like Caitlin Clark. Go for 3, absolutely. And eventually, you know, several weeks in the future, we'll declare a winner. And the prize, as usual, nothing.
Not even a Pez dispenser?
Not even a case of turtle wax. So, Volume 1. Volume 1 is interesting in that the songs on Just Can't Get Enough, Volume 1, are not even from the 80s. This is all like late 70s stuff that was kind of feeding into what would come in the 80s.
Yeah.
But some very interesting stuff on this record. Why don't you get started, Cornflake, and just hit me with, what do you think my favorite song on Just Can't Get Enough, Volume 1 is?
Well, some of these songs are really ridiculous, and there is a temptation to throw away my vote and just pick something really goofy. Like,
well, it's tricky for you because I like good songs, and I also like really ridiculous things.
Yeah, I know you do. But I'm going to just put it right out there and say your favorite probably isn't Gidget Goes to Hell from the Suburban Lawns.
That is a super goofy example.
And I'm tempted to pick something that's really well known. And yet I know you, and I know you like obscure songs. But I picked Rock and Roll High School by the Ramones.
That was not my favorite. That was not even a runner-up.
Aww.
And I love the Ramones.
I know you do. That's why I picked it.
This is Rock and Roll High School by the Ramones from the movie Rock and Roll High School, starring the Ramones. That was weird. But I could have gone a few different ways on this record, but I had to go pure synth pop on this one, and I went with the Buggles. And Video Killed the Radio Star.
Another really familiar one. And that song's amazing, so I get it.
And people know it from, you know, first video on MTV, of course, is why it is so well known. But I love that Buggles album, The Age of Plastic. That whole record is amazing and just pure, gorgeous synth pop. And so that's what I went with for my number one pick.
How could I be so blind?
Perfectly reasonable guess, because I do indeed love the Ramones. My runners-up were a couple of guys from that pub rock scene that Dave Edmunds was part of. Now, Dave Edmunds has a song on this album. I did not pick it. I picked Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind.
That's like classic.
Classic song, absolutely. I saw Nick Lowe perform Cruel to Be Kind just last summer. We saw Nick opening for Elvis Costello. And, you know, Nick Lowe's backup band these days is Lost Straitjackets, those guys that wear the Mexican wrestling masks.
Yeah, they're so cool.
And, yeah, they did that song, of course. And I've also seen Letters to Cleo cover Cruel to Be Kind many times. Great, great song. I also picked Local Girls by Graham Parker.
Good tune.
Who, again, was another guy from that pub rock scene just ahead of the New Wave movement. And classic album, Shooting Out Sparks, that Local Girls comes from as well. So, yeah, I didn't go super goofy on volume one of this record, at least. Picked all actual good, and I would say all classic songs. But there is plenty of weird stuff on this record. I'm going to pick your favorite now. And okay. I picked a very well-known song, maybe the best-known song on this record. I'm certainly a fan of the song, and I'm hoping this is the one you went with. I went with Blondie, one way or another.
Well, nobody can hear that song if you grew up watching Nickelodeon in the 90s and not think of Angelica from the Rugrats.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
That is not what I picked, and it was not even a runner-up.
Okay, we're tied 0-0. What did you pick?
So, the big reveal here. I didn't know where this song was from, but I knew I had heard it, and I feel like I've heard clips of it in a commercial, but out of all the songs on this compilation, it's the one I can't get out of my head. I picked Plastic Bertrand, Ça plane pour moi.
The very first song on the record. That's a weird song. Yeah, it's all
it
the...
It is. It's weird, but that ooh part is so catchy.
It's the French language lyrics and then that Beach Boys kind of wooing sound. Very, very strange. Certainly a fun song.
Yeah.
What were your runners up?
Runners up were Money, That's What I Want.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The cover by the Flying Lizards.
Yep. A couple of weird covers on this record.
I found the extended version of it.
Oh, look at you.
A lot of cool bleepy and bloopy noises in that.
So this is, yeah, Money, That's What I Want. It's a British band, the Flying Lizards, and the woman singing is just kind of flatly, robotically stating the lyrics.
Talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you liked The Wedding Singer, which I did, the movie,
yep,
that song plays a big part in the movie. And the other one was a song that I had never heard before this assignment.
Oh, good.
And it is a new favorite. And it is just so weird. I picked Tim Curry's I Do the Rock.
I almost went with that one for my guess for you. Yeah, Tim Curry. And this would have been not long after Rocky Horror. He had this goofy kind of novelty sounding dance song, I Do the Rock.
And I love novelty music, and I honestly have never heard it before. And and once I did, it's like, oh, this is a new favorite. I feel a little bit guilty not picking Dave Edmunds' Girls Talk. That's a really good song, and it's on here. If I could have had a third runner-up, I'd have picked that.
And I don't think there are any Elvis Costello songs on this entire Just Can't Get Enough set. But Elvis's fingerprints are all over these records. Yes. And this is one case where that Girls Talk was written by Elvis Costello.
It sounded like an Elvis Costello song.
Well, sure.
So we've talked about some cool songs, but we're terrible at this so far.
But yeah, the goofy covers on this first volume, though, there's Money, That's What I Want, but there's also, yeah, I'm a Believer by Tin Huey covering the Monkees. This was a an Ohio band, Tin Huey, and kind of an interesting version. I kind of like this kind of weird new wave cover. They really ramped up the guitar.
If you wanted kind of a punk rock version of I'm a Believer, you'd sure. get it in Tin Huey.
And one of the guys in Tin Huey was Chris Butler, who would go on to form the Waitresses after this.
Oh.
So he had big things in his future. Yeah, there's also a cover of Dirty Water by another British band called The Inmates.
But instead of talking about the River Charles, they're talking about the River Thames. They make it all about London, you're my home.
Yeah, they tweaked the lyrics to Britishify the whole thing. Why not? So all kinds of crazy stuff on this record. I've always been fascinated by Warm Leatherette by The Normal.
Oh, that song is so weird. It's too weird for me.
It's very scary and weird and bizarre, and it's just kind of a looping, super repetitive song. And I mean,
it seems to be about a car accident.
It's about a car accident, yeah.
Yeah.
So have fun, everybody. Get out and dance. I like Hey St. Peter by Flash in the Pan.
I just like that there was a band called Flash in the Pan.
That's an Australian band. And yeah, I like that song. I like that the verses are all kind of weird spoken word stuff. And then the chorus comes in. And it's super catchy sounding. The guys in Flash in the Pan were previously were a band, Australian band, called the Easy Beats back in the 60s. And they had a hit with a song called Good Time Tonight, which we just talked about in your absence. Because that song, which INXS covered for the Lost Boys movie, but that was also done by the Clingers, which we spoke about at some length 2 weeks ago here on the Flopcast. So it all comes together. Oh, we should mention My Sharona is on volume one. So there's a huge hit record, of course.
Pretty massive from the Knack, yeah.
And then it gets super goofy as well, but Too Young to Date.
Oh my gosh.
By D-Day.
I was going to jokingly guess that that was your favorite song.
It's a Texas band called D-Day. And yeah, a very strange novelty sort of song with very kind of shocking, naughty lyrics.
And shocking and naughty and very well rhymed.
Some very clever, inappropriate rhymes sung by a girl who apparently is too young to date. Okay, you know what? Let's move on.
I related to that song a little too well.
Uh-oh.
That song took me back.
That was volume one. Before we get canceled by the network, let's move on to volume two. Here is Just Can't Get Enough, volume two. Another 16 new wave songs to look at in Cornflake. What do you think this time? What's my favorite?
Oh, once again, I totally could throw my guess away and pick something crazy like Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick by Ian Cherry and the Blockheads. But I'm not gonna. Do I go well-known or do I go risky? I think I'm going to go risky, and I'm going to pick Vienna by Ultravox.
That is not one of my picks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I do like Ultravox, and yeah, Vienna. Vienna, it's so kind of slow and dramatic. I guess that was its downfall.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah, Ultravox, never a huge hit band in America, but they certainly made their impact. And the guy is still around, Midge Ewer from Ultravox. He's coming to Boston. I just saw a concert listening for Midge. He's still out there.
That's cool.
Yeah, certainly classic new wave stuff, but not on my list. My favorite from this record, surprisingly, I went with something that I only know from this record. So this is pretty obscure, certainly in America. But I found myself landing on Echo Beach.
Great song. Martha and the Muffins.
By Martha and the Muffins.
Yeah. The song is really good. I had never heard it before this compilation. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, you know, me too. This is a Canadian band. And yeah, the front woman is indeed named Martha.
And she does indeed perform with Muffins.
There was another girl named Martha also in the band for a time. At one point, they had two Marthas.
So they could have been more than one Martha and the Muffins.
They could have pluralized Martha, yes. Check this out, though. I looked them up. Martha and the Muffins are still active. Yeah, they're out
How
there.
How have we not seen them? They sound so good.
They're up in Canada as we speak, as far as I know. Yeah, this is a fun song. Echo Beach, a very catchy chorus. I like there's a great saxophone solo in it.
Yes.
There's some flute going, I think. Either flute or a synth that sounds like flute. Yeah, and it's just about a girl dreaming of getting out of work and going to the beach.
Who can't relate to that?
I like those lyrics. From 9 to 5, I have to spend my time at work. My job is very boring. I'm an office clerk.
That's just perfect.
I kind of surprised myself, but I picked Echo Beach by a band I'd never heard of before I got this album, Martha and the Muffins. This is also, it keeps reminding me of Mojo Nixon as well, because Mojo had a song called Stuffin' Martha's Muffin.
Oh, wow.
Which may have been about a certain MTV VJ.
Mm-hmm. You really are trying to get us kicked off the network.
These new wave records can send you in all kinds of crazy directions. One of my runners-up was also pretty obscure. I picked So Long by Fisher Zed.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how you pronounce it. It looks like Fisher Z, but apparently...
It's Fisher Z.
Yeah, you have to honor the British pronunciation, and they were called Fisher Z.
That's interesting. I almost did pick that one for you.
That's a song that was not a hit at all, but I did used to hear it somewhere. I knew that song coming in, so it was around somehow. And a lovely song, kind of, you know, slow and interesting and fun in its way. Kind of a strange little song. I like it. I also picked something much more classic than that. I went with Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Oh, wow. If I was going to pick something mainstream for you from this album, I would have picked Devo's Whip It.
Well, yeah, I'm also a massive Devo fan. And just like with the Ramones on the last record, you'd think I'd go with Devo. But in some cases, I thought, well, I've just heard that song so much.
Yeah.
That I found myself drawn to songs that I haven't heard 8,000 times. But yeah, I'm absolutely a huge fan of Devo. Let me take a guess at what you may have picked. Oh, that's right. This was the one where I felt pretty safe, actually, making my guess for you on volume 2, because I noticed, I happen to know you love Crowded House. Crowded House is not on this record, but Split Ends is. So my guess for you is I Got You by Split Ends.
Yeah, this particular Split Ends song is does have lead vocals from Neil Finn, because not all the Split Ends songs did. But I didn't pick it, Kevin.
Oh, no, not at all?
I didn't do it to throw you off either. I am wow. Just so sick of I Got You. There are other Split Ends songs I like so much better.
I thought this was a lock.
I'm so sorry. I didn't even make my runners up.
Wow. I'm crushed. I thought this was my big chance to pull way ahead.
Oh, just watched that three-pointer sail right by the net. I'm so sorry. I feel like I've let you down.
Yeah. What'd you do? What'd you pick?
Well, the good news is I didn't pick Turning Japanese by the Vapors.
Vapors. Yes. Well, I like the Vapors, and that's a super catchy song. It's ridiculous.
It is.
But come on. You can't resist.
I cannot deny the piano of I Don't Like Mondays by the Boomtown Rats.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my top choice from this album.
Sure.
And it's a little bit goofy, but it's also dramatic. I feel like it's just the right mix. And that piano is... It kind of takes on a life of its own in that song.
Oh, yeah. It's very dramatic and, yeah, oddly arranged, kind of unforgettable once you hear it. A very dark, disturbing subject. So there's a lot going on with that song. And, yeah, for most people, that's in America, at least, if you know a song by the Boomtown Rats, that's the one you know.
And runners up for me, I went with Whip It.
Oh, okay.
By Devo. And a song I had never heard before, but came to love after hearing it on this collection. The Funky Western Civilization by Tony O'K. This song is so weird.
Yeah, and that's an example of how diverse things that were being categorized as new wave could be, in that there's a couple of songs on volume two that you could call rockabilly.
Yes.
Or at least in part. This is kind of like a rockabilly R&B hybrid sort of a thing, called That Funky Western Civilization, by Tony O'K. But there's also, there's a song called My Mistake by the King Bees,
which I also liked. If I could have had a third runner-up, I'd have picked it.
The King Bees is a California band. And yeah, that was also very much kind of a modern rockabilly sort of a song. Tony O'K with The Funky Western Civilization. Once again, I was reminded of Mojo Nixon, because stylistically, this has a lot in common with a lot of what Mojo, with the late, great Mojo Nixon did, kind of mixing rockabilly and sort of an R&B sound in places, some James Brown horns kind of thing. Mojo liked to do that as well. This was a California guy, Tony O'K, and with all kinds of crazy credits and stuff. He was part of the Crickets, as in Buddy Holly and the Crickets, like a later iteration, like after Buddy Holly. He did a lot of work with Charlie Sexton, who had a hit song of his own later in the 80s and currently works with Elvis Costello. And this guy wrote the song Love Is, that was a duet by Vanessa Williams and Brian McKnight. Remember that?
Yes.
He wrote that. So many years later, he wrote this super sappy, sweet
ballad,
you know, love ballad, which was the number one song. So this guy could do it all.
Really good.
Tony O'K. Sure. Those are your runners up.
Yes. So for those keeping score at home.
Is everybody managing to keep score at home so far?
Racking up zeros.
If you need to use a calculator or even an abacus, do whatever you need to do to try to keep score. We should say this volume also contains pop music by M.
Yes.
An absolute classic and pivotal song in the history of New Wave. And this was a big hit song, which was kind of a game changer. That was one of the songs that really laid down the template to signal, hey, everybody, here's a weird new thing.
Yes.
It's New Wave.
The Sound of Music is changing.
I made a note of What Does Sex Mean to Me by Human Sexual Response.
Human Sexual Response.
Well, I wanted to point that one out because that's a Boston band.
Oh.
Local guys, including Rich Gilbert, one of the members of Human Sexual Response, did a bunch of other projects in and around Boston. He was in Concussion Ensemble, which I remember that group as well. He's worked with Frank Black. He's worked with Tanya Donnelly from Belly.
Oh.
So that's a guy that did a lot.
I just thought, wow, these guys took the old saying sex sells and like went way off the deep end with it, put it in their title and put it in their band name.
They seem kind of obsessed.
Just a little.
There's a song called You Won't Be Happy by The Beat.
I really liked that.
Yes. It's a power pop song by a California band, The Beat. And then what's interesting about that is that there was a band in England called The Beat. And then when they came to America, they had to rebrand themselves.
As The English Beat, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
That's how the English Beat became The English Beat.
Yeah, it was because of these guys. The Motels have a song on this volume. And this was not one of their hit songs, but one of their earlier ones, a song called Danger, which is a good song. Great saxophone in this one. And the other one I wanted to point out was Away From Home. There's a really goofy song called Away From Home.
Yes.
By an act called Clark Kent. That's Clark with a K. Clark Kent. Uses all K's, just like Captain Cool and the Kongs, which is all we talked about while you were away last week. But the weird thing about this song, though, it's just kind of a very bizarre, goofy song. Clark Kent was actually Stuart Copeland, the drummer for The Police.
Oh.
This was a strange little side project he did in circa 1980.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So they
with a K.
They dug up a lot of bizarre little new wave tracks like that. Okay, let's jump ahead to the final volume that we're going to play with today. Volume 3 of Just Can't Get Enough. What's My Favorite? This is your last chance.
Yeah. I cannot resist. There is an option to throw away my vote here and go with the Fools. It's a Night for Beautiful Girls.
Yep.
But all right, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna go Fade to Gray, Visage.
Fade to Gray by Visage. Very interesting. That has a tie to Ultravox as well, because Visage or Visage, that was a group put together by Midjur, the guy from Ultravox. It's all like spoken word French, the lyrics.
Yeah, I figured you'd dig that. Did I figure wrong?
Despite my taking French lessons on Duolingo every day for the last several years.
Oh, no.
I still do not understand a bit of French, and this one did not make my list, I'm afraid. Interesting pick. Oof. That was a bold choice by you.
Thank you. I wanted to be a little bit bold. I think I went a little too much bold. Because there are some solid choices on here that I could have picked for you, so I'm eager to hear what you ultimately chose.
I chose a very well-known song in this case.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
I ended up going with track one, Cars, by Gary Numan.
Ah, oh, that would have been such an easy slam dunk.
That's a very obvious. Again, like Pop Music by M, here's another pivotal song as far as new wave breaking through into the top 40, Cars by Gary Numan. And it was such a synth-heavy song. And I always credit Rob Sheffield from Rolling Stone when he talked about this song. And he said, Gary Numan, his voice sounded like a synthesizer.
Yes.
on this song. But absolutely a classic. I've seen Gary Numan perform. I went with Cars. My runners-up, one of them at least, is another classic pop song. I went with Tempted by Squeeze.
Yeah, that song is timeless.
Yeah, and I was tempted to not pick Tempted just because I've heard it so many times. But it's beautiful. It's an important song. And yeah, I kind of had to pick it. Here's Elvis Costello popping up once again because he produced this song and does a little vocal cameo in the middle of it.
The people keep on talking? Is that him?
That's him. That's Elvis. The lead vocals on this one are Paul Carrack, who would, deeper into the 80s, have his own hit song, Don't Shed a Tear, remember?
Yes.
And, you know, Squeeze, fantastic band. They still are. They're still out there. Glenn Tilbrook is still leading Squeeze and puts on a wonderful show to this day. My other runner-up was more of an oddball pick. I went with 88 Lines About 44 Women.
No, you did not.
By the Nails. Again, it's so goofy, I couldn't resist. It's just one of those examples of how strange things could get.
It really is weird.
Bizarre little acts were popping up and doing things that you'd never heard anything like that on the radio before. And the Nails, this was a band from Colorado. And it's exactly what it says it is. It's 88 lines about 44 women.
Yes.
Our buddy Luke Ski did a parody of this song.
Yes, one of my all-time favorite song parodies.
Luke made it about the Simpsons.
Yes, 88 lines about 44 Simpsons. I cannot hear the Nails without thinking about Luke Ski.
Sure. All right, I think it's my turn now. I'm going to guess what you picked. And I picked one of my songs I picked for you. I'm going to guess that your favorite was Tempted by Squeeze.
I'm about to really let you down.
Uh-huh. All right.
I remember the first time I heard that song on the radio. And I thought to myself, I can see why people will like this. I don't like it. Maybe it will grow on me. And it never did.
That's fine.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And I like Squeeze in general. It's just...
Do you feel like he didn't list enough like toothbrushes and hair care products at the beginning? Should that list...
He makes me nervous that I'm going to forget to pack something.
Should that list have drawn out a little longer? Maybe that was the problem.
Could have been.
All right. So, well, it's going to be easy to remember the score moving into round two a few weeks from now.
I'm having a really fun time being bad at this, though.
Well, that's the idea. We're all winners, you know? What did you actually pick?
Song that is new to me. So, first time hearing it on this collection. I Live in the City by The Humans.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a goofy one.
It's upbeat. It's kind of dramatic.
Yeah. I like that they called the band The Humans.
Yes.
That's a really good band name. That's a California band. I think this was just about all they ever did. I think they just put out one record in the early 80s.
And then my runners up were XTC making plans for Nigel.
Sure. Okay.
Do like myself some XTC, and that song is on the goofy side, and I like it.
Yeah. This one, and that's a case where that's an XTC song where the lead vocal is not Andy Partridge. It's another guy.
And it makes for an interesting sound.
But it's still XTC, and they did a lot of classic work, of course. What's your other runner-up?
This is a classic favorite of mine. I probably should be sick of it by now, but I still love it. The Romantics, What I Like About You.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a great classic pop song. But yeah, that's a case where, yikes, we've heard that a lot.
So much.
over the last 40 years.
But it always gets me going when I hear it.
Yeah. That's one of those songs where I think on the Hit Parade podcast, Chris Malamphy calls that like a legacy hit.
Yeah.
In that it wasn't a huge hit at the time, but then it just never went away. They started using it in commercials, and like their biggest hit on the charts back in the day was Talking in Your Sleep.
Yes.
But the song that survived was What I Like About You.
Yeah. Maybe because this song is slightly less creepy than Talking in Your Sleep. Nobody's eavesdropping on you on What I Like About You.
What else is on this volume? B-52s are represented here with Private Idaho. There's Rockpile, speaking of Dave Edmonds.
Teacher, Teacher.
Teacher, Teacher. I always think of Teacher, Teacher by 38 Special.
Yeah.
A slightly different song. Robert Palmer is here looking for clues. This was really the most new wave that Robert Palmer ever got.
Yeah.
I know this song, the early days of MTV, they showed the video for Looking for Clues all the time.
Huh. Neither of us picked Are You Ready for the Sex Girls?
Yeah. What's wrong with us? By Gleaming Spires.
Song is so awful.
That was the band Sparks. A couple of guys from Sparks, I believe. This was kind of an offshoot project for them, Gleaming Spires. Kid Creole and the Coconuts. I remember those guys from back in the 80s. They were interesting.
Yeah, to say the least.
They were. And again, it's like, is this new wave? I guess. Mm. We didn't know where else to put it. And so just everything that was different got lumped in. But Kid Creole and the Coconuts were doing this kind of, it was kind of like old-timey jazz, R&B, mixed with disco, dance.
Some ska mixed in there, maybe?
Latin. Yeah, a little ska. It was kind of Latin-flavored. They were doing everything. They were characters. They'd all be like dressed up in fancy suits. I remember seeing quite a bit of them back in the day and always being very confused. Like, what are these guys doing? I mean, they were cool, but they were really doing their own thing. Yeah, you mentioned The Fools before. There's The Fools, which is another local Massachusetts band.
Yeah, they're out of Northern Mass, right?
Yeah, or kind of North Shore, I think. I want to say Ipswich, Salisbury, Ipswich.
Thereabouts. That way. I lived in that area for a while.
Sure.
Never ran into any of the Fools, though.
The Fools. And the Fools are still around.
Yes, they are.
I've seen them a couple of times.
And for the uninitiated, the Fools are also of Psycho Chicken fame.
Psycho Chicken. They did the parody chicken version of Talking Heads' Psycho Killer. And yeah, this was another song of theirs. It's A Night for Beautiful Girls. in which they sing about peeking under the table to maybe find some legs that look like Betty Grable.
Maybe find some legs.
All right, we got through three volumes. There's 12 more volumes to go. We're going to stretch this out over the next 8 to 12 years.
Great. I see a lot of failing in our future.
Things are all tied up. All tied and twisted up at 0 to 0. And I predict it's only going to get closer.
I'm excited. I'm excited for whatever the next one is.
That'll have to wait for another time. Cornflake, get us out of here.
All right. Between shows, please find us on the internet at flopcast.net. You can head on over to facebook.com/flopcast. You'll even find us on Mastodon, universodon.com/@flopcast. And we're on Instagram. Our handle there is the_flopcast. You know where the ratings and the reviews are at? Go on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a rating and or a review. We would love that. Music for the Flopcast is written and performed by the Sponge Awareness Foundation.
I'm going to pitch to Ed that Sponge Awareness Foundation, we should do a cover of Warm Leatherette by The Normal, but really stretch it out like a 12-inch extended dance version. Make it like 20 minutes long.
Can Ed sing it?
And, you know, Ed's going to sing. I'm not going to do anything, but I want it to sound much more repetitive than the original.
Good luck with that.
That's the dream. Cornflake, thanks for playing the new wave game, part one.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll do better next time.
I sure am hoping so.
But meanwhile, everybody, please be safe, be kind, be silly, and we'll see you next week.
Peace and cookies.
As the temperatures get cooler, let's think back to a time where monsters fascinated our young minds, where haunted houses and flying saucers were the stuff of fantastical dreams. Come relive those wonderful times with us every Monday at 5 p.m. It's Monster Attack on the ESO Network.
Cornflake, it's the secret after show. After all the fun we had, you had an idea for how we could have no fun at all for the after show. What was your thought?
I figured there had to be at least one song on each of these that came across as a clunker to us. So we are going to pick from each volume what our least favorite song was.
I like that. Okay, this is going to be tough now.
Because they are all in all really good.
I wouldn't go that far. I would say they all have their place in the history of New Wave at the very least. But okay, I've got to give this some thought real quick. So while I'm stalling, what's your least favorite from volume one?
Gidget Goes to Hell, The Suburban Lawns.
All right. That's solid. Just because I'm kind of sick of it, I'll go Money, That's What I Want.
Fair enough.
All right, volume two, least favorite.
Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. No song has ever made me want to hit someone more than Ian Drury and the Blockheads.
It almost sounds like there's some sort of double entendre going there, but that can't be. They wouldn't do anything like that.
No, they wouldn't.
Oh, I'm having trouble even picking one on volume two. I'm just going to match you. I'll go along with you. Let's just double down on Ian Drury and the Blockheads.
That song is annoying.
Fine. Volume three. What do you think?
Volume three. I have a feeling I know what you'll pick for this, but for me, I'm going to go Are You Ready for the Sex Girls by the Gleaming Spires.
Okay. I'm going to pick, we didn't even mention this song in the main show, but I'm going to go Too Much Pressure by The Selector.
I could see that. That song didn't really fit in with the rest.
Yeah, well, it's a ska song, and ska was booming in England in the very early 80s, that two-tone ska scene, and a lot of it I like, but this one was so ska that it's practically reggae.
Yep.
And that's where it becomes a problem.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.